And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to another episode of Move It Forward Monday, where we acknowledge life has its twists, its turns, its ups, its downs, its uh-ohs, and oh shits. But nice. That's not stopping us. On Move It Forward Monday, we discuss both the philosophical and the tactical tips to take whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and move it forward.
Nice.
My name is Richard Ote. I'm your host, and I'm here with Steve Ulsher.
What's up, baby?
And Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. So welcome back, everybody. Last week, we talked about the concept of what's next, to stay away from the kind of daunting, what is it? What is it? Put all my eggs in one basket. What's the thing? And, you know, I've had people, when I brought this concept up, what's next, just kind of still have a blank look. Like, okay, I get it. Don't go for the thing. What's the next thing? And I realized that it's like the concept of a map. If I was to give you a map and say, here's the dream and here's where you're trying to go and here's what you do next, there's still one key component that we need, which is the context of where you are, right? So, and this will cover context. Mm. And the context of where you are and where you're trying to go to help you figure out what's next. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, when I was thinking about during your What Is Your What Wednesday, the concept, you're heavy on nature. You believe it's been given to you, it's chosen you, pretty much from birth. You're either fighting what you're supposed to be or you dove into what you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Mary, correct me if I'm wrong. You somewhat think that, but I'm feeling you more on the nature side, more towards the things you do on the daily basis. You know, you might have some inherent thing that you're here to do,
right?
But do you feel that's the one piece I want to pull you in on before I go into the next? Do you feel more on the nature or more on the nurture side? I kind of feel you more on the nurture.
On the nurture side?
I don't know if that's true or not, though. I'm asking if it's true.
Yeah, I think for me, there's so much potential in each one of us that lies dormant. And so nurturing it along and letting it evolve and take us wherever it does take us.
But does that actually, just kind of playing it through now, does that actually mean that you had to do something other than just embrace what's already there?
I think there's so much that's already there that's not embraced at all.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, for sure.
And I think desire has a lot to do with nature and nurture, because we can't think up desire. It's not a mental process. Desire is, it's like a calling.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can do what isn't already there. So like even, you know, mother's the, you know, invention, necessity or whatever the says that I'm butchering, you know what I'm talking about. But I don't think that if you're pushed into a corner that you can fight your way out using something that doesn't already exist. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, that doesn't already exist. You're just simply tapping into what is there based on circumstance.
It's interesting you guys are. Yeah. Well, this is why I think it's both. I never endingly think it's both, because one, let's just be transparent here, the elephant in the room. It's obvious to some degree it's
Wade
DNA.
Wade does not like that, by the way, just for future elephant. Reference. Yeah, he doesn't like being referred to as an elephant, but go ahead, yes.
He's been drinking those protein shakes. but it's basically now thinking of Wade looking like an elephant. Scott me off, threw me for a loop.
So it's both nature and nurture.
Yeah, it's both nature and nurture, because here you have the acorn seed. So to Steve's point, like, it's obviously DNA, right? Mom, dad, get together.
It's not going to be a pine tree.
It's we know what it's going to be. But as you've even acknowledged with your two children, there's two totally different personality sitting there.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
I blame my wife.
You know? But I mean, does that mean the one of them, the one that you think is going to be either a lawyer or a murderer? I'm joking.
Criminal mastermind.
There you go. Sorry. Term, not murder, yes. You're saying that's more your wife than the DNA side?
The criminal mastermind is definitely me. The one who uses it for good is definitely her.
Okay,
no doubt.
That way to save yourself. But if that acorn seed falls on cement or doesn't get sun mm-hmm. or doesn't get water, mm-hmm. right, it doesn't get nurtured, it doesn't do it. So in the context of trying to bring this back together of what's next and where you are and what you want to do and bring that as what is the context of where you're at and move you forward, sometimes we go back to what Mary said. You have to take a step back, take a quick step back and say, here comes a Richieism, things are pretty much going to be the way they've always been, except not always. And DNA and habits are why things are going to be pretty much the way they've always been. Mm-hmm. But the nurturing and the pattern interrupting and the listening to interesting shows and meeting new people and getting out of your comfort zones and doing new things, that's going to be the thing that's going to be the except not always.
Yeah.
And when you're somebody that comes from somewhat dysfunctional family, which we all kind of do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I dive into believing, I have to believe in that except not always.
Mm-hmm. So to his point about you
that
can't.
That would be me. That would be
Steve. Sorry. So Steve's point that you, if you're backed up into a corner, you can't use what's not there to get out of that corner. And I believe we can go much deeper than we give ourselves credit for.
But it's still there. You're just going deeper to get it.
See, I'm saying maybe why it's both is it might be there. It just might not be in you. And now you're tapping into it.
You think you can find it if it's not there?
Yeah. I mean, that's what faith is. Belief in something that's which is unseen,
mm-hmm.
right? So you show you
I
have
need a confessional
you,
right
you
now.
You do that every yes. day. You do that when you're driving down the road and you got the little dotted yellow line. Mm-hmm. In context, should you be secure and super safe feeling that those cars are going to always stay on the dotted yellow line on the other side?
Yeah, and often they
don't.
Yeah. So all right. So if you're given sort of the choice here then of how to move it forward, and you've got equally attractive options, how do you choose? Because you're an idea guy, Mary. I know you've got a lot of great ideas. I have a lot of great ideas. So how do you choose between what appear to be equally attractive options then to keep moving it forward?
I believe the one I look at it like you have to look at it like a comet. What is the
comet?
A comet, yeah. So picture a comet.
Like
in
that thing
books.
You put in the sink and you shake it around and you run.
No. One in the sky.
One in the sky. So where it's like, what is the one thing that you can do that will pull all those other things forward? Hmm. Right? So all the things that are flying behind the comet.
That's a great way to look at it. I like that. No, that's really helpful. So now I'm going to go raise a lot of money so I can do all the other things I want to do.
Yeah.
I love that.
Comet Enterprise.
Because I've got all the money. Then I can do all those things.
But in a way, yeah. I mean, so the context really is always idea. Where you are. So back to the last episode. Parentheses in life. We don't know how long that parentheses is. Parentheses on the left, now. What's next? On the right, the dream, where you're trying to go. The middle, life. It unfolds itself. Some of it is you creating it, and some of it is life unfolding itself to you.
Yeah.
So you have your nature, right? The DNA, mom and daddy, you're here. And then you got the nurture, how you handle it's going to change. The context of where you are in the situation and that what you're trying to accomplish will help you choose what's next. So, Mary's point, step back, take a deep breath. What's the one thing that moves all your projects forward?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I totally get that. And it's helpful to think about it that way. Yeah, that's a good visual.
I know. I like
the visuals.
You should write a thing about that.
You tried.
Or did
I
you
need, I need a digital animator. I'm going to call up Adam.
I know, right?
Although he now sold his company, so Adam's
an animator.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm animated, that's for sure. Well, thanks again for another edition of Move It Forward Monday, and we look forward to seeing you next week. This is Richard Otte here with Mary Golay and Steve Olscher. Thanks, and see you next week.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com. You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Too much to do? Not enough time to get it done? Call on the experts at Another 8 Hours for your business support needs. By partnering with Another 8 Hours, we allow you to focus on the more important matters, like being in front of your clients, doing what you do best, rather than being stuck at a desk poring over paperwork, rummaging through emails, returning phone calls, and struggling to get everything done by yourself. Meanwhile, your family and social life are going down the drain. Go to another8hours.com or call 8 more hours. That's 866-734-6877.